Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm on the set today with Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis pastors a church up in South Georgia. We're talking about discernment. I believe one of the greatest things that we need today in the Christian life is that of discernment. And discernment doesn't come easily. Discernment doesn't come out of the world's view. It is from a biblical world's view of what the Bible says to us. And we're talking about two major components today that I believe out of all of the issues that we're faced with in society. The Black Lives Matter issue, BLM, which has nothing to do with skin color, but all to do with the goal of Marxists to overthrow the Constitution of the United States of America. And all you got to do is research that, ladies and gentlemen, and find out that they were all three of the women that started the Black Lives Matter, two of them being in-your-face lesbians. They call themselves feminist queers, their words, not mine. And they have nothing to do with saving lives of any kind. White lives, black lives, blue lives, brown lives, other lives, it has nothing to do with, nothing whatsoever to do with black lives mattering, because they have raised over $400 million just in the past few months as a result of this flare-up of what they're doing. And when you do the research on them, dig deeply and find out their connectivity with the Communist Party USA and with everything else that's antithetical to our constitutional republic called America. So we're dealing with the fact that we need to have, as Christians, as believers, as those that have been blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again, how we ought to view these things and how we need to analyze them to make the determination on what God would have us to do. We're told that COVID-19 also spread even from ocean waves. Dr. Fauci on one occasion said that when the ocean waves come in, they could splash COVID-19 on you if you're there on the beach. So that was used as the rationale for closing the beaches. Ladies and gentlemen, churches were closed across America, and multitudes are still closed. Christian pastors and Christian churches are being treated as second-class citizens in America today. California governor, for example, Governor Newsom, refuses to allow any church to have worship services in the church. Even now, when multitudes of Christians are worshiping in the homes and having Bible studies in the homes, now Governor Newsom has shut that down, says that you cannot have church in a home or in a church building, that it's illegal in the state of California. Now, does that sound like something that as Christians and the pastors, we need to say, yes, sir, government, and obey that and say that we believe that that is right? No, it takes biblical discernment. As Brother Davis was saying just a moment ago, it goes back to what does the Word of God say? That ought to be the prism by which we review everything that we say and do. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we need to have discernment. The media would have us to believe that the BLM is something about race and racism. It's not. The news media and the leftist, Marxist, socialist leadership and the parties that are antithetical to the Word of God, they say that we need to believe that the COVID-19 is real. It's a real virus, ladies and gentlemen, but it's been weaponized to control the populace, been weaponized to control human beings. Multitudes of Christians today have bought into the lie of the Black Lives Matter, not realizing the BLM is simply nothing about saving lives. They bought into the fact that you've got to stay under the bed and in your closet or you're going to die. In fact, Pastor Davis, I have found that the most antithetical thing that I can think of is that these governors and mayors that want to be dictators are saying it in essence that the only place that COVID-19 breeds is in the church house.
Amen.
Every place else, it's okay.
And that's the way it's looking.
That's right. Amen. You can go out on the streets and you can be in a riot. You can be burning buildings. You can be looting, demonstrating, and marching. And COVID-19 is no problem. But time you talk about church, all of a sudden COVID-19 is very, very bad. And we need to be very careful and not be out in churches at all. So perhaps the greatest need today, Pastor Davis, the greatest need for Christians, and I'm saddened to see it because I see so much where even Christians are blindly participating in things, aligning with issues that's antithetical to the Word of God. And the thing that is so needed is that word discernment. So how should believers view the world events today, and how should we respond to what the nation is facing today? How should we respond to these issues that is so horrific and that's in so much control over the hearts and the lives of Christians, even churches. Brother Davis, I'm delighted that you're with us again. Let me say that. But you've heard my comments and my statements and my basic elongated monologue. So my question is, should Christians blindly believe and follow all that we're told by the media and the governors and the mayors?
Well, Dr. Youngblood, again, as Christians, we have to know that the governing standard for our lives is the Word of God.
Yes.
When we come to know the true power that exists in the Word of God for our lives, because there's not an area in our lives nor the universe that the Word of God does not apply.
That's right.
God has absolute authority. His Word has absolute power. And if we learn it and know and understand that this is what it is and how we can get access to that to apply it to the areas where we are being misled and confused about in this life as we live it, then we can come out on top each and every time, because God will not lead us down a dead-end road.
Right. And the scripture says God's not the author of confusion.
Amen.
God's not the author of confusion.
Amen. So even the Apostle Paul said over in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, I'm just looking at that just for a few words.
Yes.
He said in verse 23, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
Right.
We have to examine these things to see what's good in this for a Christian. Is it okay for me to participate in this? Are they glorifying God in what they are doing? Is this going to be something good for the Christian life?
Yes.
Then if the answer in all of those questions come out to be no, then Dr. Youngblood, we need to turn away from that.
Right.
And run away as fast as we can.
When it comes out to no, or when it comes out to I don't know.
Amen. Amen. Because it can only bring more chaos and destruction in our lives.
Absolutely.
Now, when you go to the book of James, I did some research on that. He was talking about earthly wisdom versus heavenly wisdom.
Yes.
He said in James 3 and 13, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Amen.
Right.
We need wisdom. We need discernment. We need understanding. All of these things. We can find this in the Word of God. I was reading in the book of Proverbs on yesterday, Proverbs chapter 21 and 30. It says in there, there is no wisdom, no understanding, nor counsel against the Lord.
Right.
If God has all of these things and his wisdom and his counsel, his knowledge is so supreme, Dr. Youngblood, to no matter how high we go, we can't get over.
That's right.
No matter how low we go down, we can't go under.
That's right.
No matter how wide we try to go around, we can't get around it. We used to sing a song say, you must come in at the door.
Right.
Jesus Christ said he is the door. He's the door to everything that we need in this life right now on today. And we look at his word. There is no way to get around it. If we apply the word to every area of life as we see it on today, then these confusing issues won't lead us in the wrong way.
That's it.
James went on to say, but if ye have bitter envy and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. The wisdom, this wisdom, he said, verse 15, descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish.
Right.
These things are coming from the devil.
Absolutely.
All these things we see happening in the media coming from the devil. The devil is generating so much stuff because he know he has only but a short time.
That's right.
And he wants to take as many down as he can.
That's what he's
But
doing.
Look now, Christians should be blowing the trumpet.
Yes.
Sounding the alarm to let people know that we don't have much time.
That's right.
We need to get this thing together, look in the Word of God and see where we ought to be, how we ought to stand. But I'm mighty afraid, Dr. Youngblood, some have done like Nero have done. Mm-hmm. They have traded the trumpet in for a fiddle. And I'm mighty afraid that we got too many people fiddling around today
right.
that are not really concentrating on the Word of God and keeping their focus where it should be. So when these things come and they appeal to the natural senses, they're being misled.
Absolutely.
They're being taken down the wrong road.
And
the next thing you know, you can be so far down the road till you wonder how you got there yourself.
You got there.
Amen.
In fact, the thing that is so sad with that, and it touches on the very words that you just spoke, is that we have so many pastors today, And some people might think, well, he's harping on the pastors again. Well, I see the weakness of our church and the spirituality of our nation that is based on the weakness and the lack of spiritual faith in so many pastors.
Amen.
That are allowing the churches to remain closed, and it's the confusion. Here's an article that is by the team of the Family Research Council, and it says this: in the throes of contentious election season, it seems we're constantly bombarded with political advertisements from both sides, further polarizing our already deeply divided nation. Amidst the current political unrest, it is tempting for many to disengage from the political process, especially for Christians. We're called to love our neighbor and to point them to Christ, yet much of our current politics seems antithetical to that. However, there's a clear biblical command that Christians are to be and not be intimidated, but we are to be involved in the political process. We're called to be salt and light, and part of that duty is to engage our culture in biblical truth.
Amen.
As
Amen.
We rapidly approach the November election, we need to stand on truth. Very Amen. Well stated.
Well, what you are saying right there, Dr. Youngblood, I think there's some golden nuggets in that.
Yes.
Because here, yeah, true, we are called to love our neighbor. But that don't mean that we have to agree with what they do.
Yes.
We don't have to bid God speed, because the Bible says if you bid a man God speed, then you're a partaker of his evil deeds.
That's right. You're placing the blessings on it.
That's not something that I want to find myself involved
right.
with, because I'm trying to raise a godly family.
Amen.
I'm trying to encourage as many Christians as I can
yes.
to the right way, because here again, when I go back to the book of James, that 16th verse in 3 and 16 say, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work.
Yes.
This is what we're seeing.
We're watching that play out on the scene today.
Amen. Amen.
Absolutely. So the question is, we're talking about discernment. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to our studios and right to our microphones. I'm talking today with Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis, a brother in the Lord, I love him and share the same thoughts and philosophies and ideals based on the Word of God, and believe that God will have us as brothers in Christ to stand on the Word of God. Nothing more, nothing less, but with discernment, understand the times that we're living in and how we are to respond to them as Christians. Pastor, should Christians simply comply with what the government says and government orders? For example, the government says now that you got to wear a mask. In fact, it's a little odd. In the state of Florida, the governor has said that we're not mandated to wear a mask, but leaving it up to the mayors. And the mayor here in Jacksonville has said, nope, everybody's got to wear a mask. If you're outside the home, wear a mask. But when you go back and do the research on the mask, and I've been to the CDC website, been to the OSHA website, and on OSHA website, it doesn't approve anyone of the main mask to have any sense of protection.
Amen.
In fact, OSHA says that even the N95 mask, which is supposed to be the most renowned for medical professionals, says even with the N95 mask, it's like putting a chain link fence around your face to keep the air out.
Amen.
They said that was about as valuable. And yet we find now our political leadership saying that it's mandated. In fact, in some states and some counties across America, if you do not have one on in the out in the open, you're fined $500. The second time it's $750. Third time it's $1,000 and 90 days in jail. Now, that's antithetical to our Constitution and our rights that we have under our Bill of Rights, as I find it. But the question is, and many Christians have the position that it doesn't matter what you think, it doesn't matter what the truth is about masks, if the government says it, we ought to comply. Now, as I study my Scripture and as I understand what God would have us to do, there's a time for what is called biblical civil disobedience.
Amen.
Biblical civil disobedience, where we take a stand and say, no, we're going to analyze the Word of God, and we're going to do what we feel is right before the Lord. Now, there are places that you can't go to Walmart's without a mask on now.
Amen.
Walmart's
Amen.
Nationwide has said you're going to wear a mask or you can't buy from us. And in cases like that, a Christian needs to determine, do I need that gallon of milk bad enough to put the mask on, even though I disagree with it? And I understand that philosophy and the need. But at the same time, it takes discernment to make the decision on what is right before God.
Amen.
It takes that discernment. And Brother Davis, what about Christian discernment? What are some of the other thoughts? I've got some verses here, some of which you have already shared. you've read, said the, read the one in 1 Corinthians 2:14, and that is, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him.
Amen.
Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Amen.
And it takes the Word of God to discern what the child of God needs to do. Then in Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart.
Amen.
What is doing that? The Word of God.
Amen.
It is the Word of God that gives us that discernment.
Praise the living God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Amen. Because when it comes to what the world says and what the world thinks and what the world would have us to do as Christians, it is antithetical to what the Word of God says that we ought to do. One that is interesting to me, Matthew 16:3, and in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times?
Amen. Amen.
And this is what I've said. This is what I've said so often. What we're watching, Brother Davis, and all of that we're talking about today, these issues of the Black Lives Matter fraud that's being perpetrated on society. Many pastors will stand in the pulpit and go along with it and say that it's okay. And they're doing it from the standpoint of believing that otherwise would be racism. And I'm talking about white pastors and black pastors.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Not an ethnicity there in that.
Amen.
They have been deceived. And in that deceit, they do not realize what is taking place with it. And the scripture says here, you can discern the redding and the lowering of the skies. O ye hypocrites, you discern the face of the sky. That is, you can understand things about the weather. You can understand things about the natural man. But can you not discern the signs of the times? What we're watching is the last days before the rapture of the church.
Amen.
The signs of the time. What we're watching is the falling away. What we're watching is the apostasy of the Christian world and of the churches. What we're watching is God setting the stage for the man of sin, the Antichrist, the lawless one, that will step on the scenes and as a dictator control the whole world.
Amen.
And
Amen.
The Christian needs to understand that. We need to understand the signs of the times.
Yes.
And the only way that is possible is discernment through and in and by the Word of God.
Amen.
No other
Amen.
Way is it possible.
Amen. That is so important. Dr. Youngblood, because I have to wonder myself from time to time, do the people out there, and I'm talking about the media and all of those that are putting this information out there that's just not really bringing people together.
That's right.
It's causing more confusion.
More confusion and division.
But
and that's the way Satan works.
Do they actually believe what they're saying? I mean, because here I heard you saying about the enforcement about wearing the mask in different places like that. Okay, in Georgia, Governor Brian Kemp is suing right now. I think that's the mayor in Atlanta,
yes.
For trying to enforce that.
Mm-hmm.
So here, what are they saying? Now, he doesn't want to enforce it. He wants to make it voluntary.
Yes, that's what it should
but
be.
But you have one on the other side saying, we're going to enforce that.
Right.
So what I'm looking at are two sinners. I've never heard them say that they're Christians.
Yeah.
Maybe I might be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't come together on that issue. So then why should we as Christians follow that up when they can't come together?
Why should we accept it without the study of the Word of God?
Amen.
And the discernment from God?
Amen.
And it's because we've been sold a bill of goods, a bunch of lies, because it's designed to cause chaos and confusion, leading right up and into the election, November the 3rd. Pastor Davis, I've said this 1,000 times. By the end of November, all of these issues will have dissipated. It's the design of Satan to whip up into a frenzy the citizenry of the United States of America to prevent discernment and decision-making on who to vote for and the direction that God has created this nation to go into.
Amen.
God has not created America and given us the position that he's given us as a nation. The freedoms that we enjoy and the status that we enjoy with liberties and freedom for us, no other nation on the face of the globe has what America has today.
Amen.
In fact, I've said so often, if you're so upset with America, if you're so disappointed with America, if you do not love America and for what God has done for Americans, find another nation and go there.
I second the motion.
Amen.
Because, you know, it's a sad thing, Dr. Youngblood, and I think some people are still wishful thinking
yes.
right now. The way that we knew life in January of this year,
mm-hmm.
what we call the norm in January, you will not know that anymore.
No, it's gone.
That's over, gone. It's a done deal. You can forget about that. You and I said on this broadcast right after that sometime, I think it was in February or March, what is the norm?
That's right.
Do we have anything in black and white to tell us what the norm is?
Nothing.
Okay. For a Christian, you have it.
Absolutely.
You have the word of God.
Absolutely.
This is the norm. This is how you can live. This is how you can prosper. This is how you can be blessed. But you have to consult the word of God. This is what I tell people at my church all the time. Any kind of problem that you're facing, I don't care what it is in life, when you sit down and try to figure it out yourself, you're just going to end up butting the wall.
Right.
So what you need to do as a Christian on the day, consult the word of God.
Yes.
He's got the answer right there waiting for you.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And without discernment, we won't be able to make the determination.
Amen.
And Satan is a master at confusion and division, and he's come to tear down and destroy. And we fail to recognize that only through the wisdom of God, with discernment from God, can we as Christians make that determination on what we need to do.
Amen.
There's coming a day, Pastor Davis, when a vaccine is going to be required. In fact, the United States of America, the American government, as I understand it, just in the past 24 hours, we've spent about $2.6 billion, I think is the number, for about 100 million vaccinations that's not even shipped yet, not even put in the containers yet. But that's the fast tracking of the vaccination for COVID-19. About 100 million doses. They've also paid for about another 500 million doses of the vaccine. And our political leadership on both sides of the aisle are praising that fact that we've fast-tracked it and we have that available. Now, here's the question. Here's the dilemma. As Christians, should we say yes and accept a vaccination that they have not proven, that has not been time-tested, has not shown any efficacy whatsoever, that's fresh out of the manufacturer's vats, if you will. And yet Bill Gates, just less than a month ago, made the statement on an interview with CNN that we realize when the vaccination is completed and is ready to be utilized, instigated in the lives and the bodies of human beings, that we may lose the lives of between 750,000 and a million people.
My, my.
But his position was that is minuscule. The death now, ladies and gentlemen, between 750,000 and a million people, Bill Gates says it's okay because we've got to do that in order to save lives. Bill Gates in the nation of India and in major parts of Africa back in 2004, 2010, and 2014, vaccinating the citizens there, of which his vaccination then, not for COVID-19, of course, but the vaccination then, that he sold those nations on, sterilized all of the young girls and the women. It paralyzed multitudes of them and killed thousands of them. And if you don't believe that, go to Google, Google it and find out Bill Gates is still facing court cases in the world court because of killing people. Both of those nations have forbidden him to come back and give any vaccination. Bill Gates is all for the ultimate vaccination that one of his pharmaceutical houses will be the win-win situation to be able to deliver that vaccination. And it's already proven that Bill Gates' own statement that there will be a tracking device in that vaccination to be able to track every human being on the face of the globe. He has already spent about $150 billion to send up 500 satellites to be able to track every human being on the globe. How is that tracking going to be done? By the vaccination. They will have the RFID reader chip that is inserted under the skin in a liquid form that can be read by the RFID scanners from satellites over the earth. Now, tell me, from a Christian standpoint, what does that connote? It connotes Revelation chapter 13, where one day the Antichrist will be able to follow and track and find every human being on the face of the globe.
Amen.
We're watching the precursor of that today taking place. So the discernment factor for me comes into play when I ask the question, should I just, without any discernment, without any questions, without any analysis, should I just say to the government, yes, I'll take the vaccination? There's some constitutionalist attorneys that say that, yes, the state has the right to vaccinate you, and it does not have the right to vaccinate you.
Amen.
It does not have the right to simply summarily line you up and, as I call it, shoot you in the arm and you accept that vaccination. But it comes into play then, again, being able to discern the times, the signs of the times.
Amen.
And God calls on us as Christians to be able to have discernment. In fact, here's an article that says vaccines to implant tracking devices. Bill Gates goes public on that. And it talks about Bill Gates and his statements about the tracking device that will be within the vaccination. And yet there are those, even as Christians, that say, oh, no, it's okay. If the government says it's for my benefit, then we need to do so. Well, what about that day when the government no longer represents God? We're there today.
Amen.
What about that
Amen.
Government when it is a dictatorship, anti-God, anything that's anti-Christ that will be in control? And that's where we're headed today. And so we need to have that discernment that will allow us to make decisions on what God would have us to do.
Amen.
In fact, Jonah chapter 4, verse 11, Brother Davis, says, and should not I spare Nineveh, that great city, wherein are more than 60,000 persons that cannot discern between their right hand and their left hand, and also much cattle? In that text, it's dealing with the fact that in Nineveh, they had 120,000 children that did not know the right hand from the left hand. And it's talking about the lack of knowledge because of age. And as Christians, we need to recognize that the discernment factor comes from the Word of God.
Amen.
What does
Amen.
The Word of God say, and how should we respond to it? Not just simply blindly following what the government says and what the government, and I'm not anti-government. That's not the point. I'm not saying that we need to be anarchist out here in society
Amen.
At all. God created civil government, and in that creation of civil government, God designed it for the protection of humanity. But if you have those in leadership roles in government that does not know God, does not respond to God, they do not recognize their authority comes from God, and there's no authority but God's authority, according
Amen.
To Romans chapter 13. But there's so many other verses that are so wonderfully spoken in relationship to, in fact, in Proverbs 7:7, and beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youth, and a young man was void of understanding. Pastor Davis, we've got about a minute left on the broadcast. Say what you believe that our listeners need to hear and to challenge them for discernment and to study the Word, to know the Word, and depend on what God says and not what man says.
Amen. Well, the book, 2 Timothy, I believe it is, tells us over there that we ought to study to show ourselves approved.
Amen.
A workman unto God. We need to show God that we know His Word.
Yes.
That needeth not to be ashamed rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yes, absolutely.
There is a right way and there's a wrong way. We have to know this and understand this. Let's not be so big-headed and so high-minded until we think we have all the answers, because we don't.
We don't.
All the answers are in the Word of God. And if we examine that as a Christian, apply them to our life on today, Dr. Youngblood, we can live productive lives that will glorify God in everything that we do. And this is what it should be all about. Glorifying God, walking in the truth, walking in the light, because He said, I am the light. So we have to know this on today. We are the light of the world also.
Amen.
He said
yes.
that. And if we do good works before men, we'll glorify our God,
Amen.
Which is in heaven.
Ladies
so
and gentlemen,
is what we
thank
need
you
to do.
So much for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.